Hello?
Hi, is this Catherine?
Yeah.
Hi, Catherine. My name is Samantha Hayes. I'm calling you from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
Good. I just got your text. I just signed up.
Perfect. Yeah. By the way, Lisa Taylor will no longer be working on your project, as I believe you weren't receiving any emails from her. There was some technical issue. Due to whatsoever reason, I will be the one taking care of the project from now onwards, okay?
Okay. All right. What's your background?
First things first, let's talk about what I'll be doing for you, and then you can take a detailed interview session, okay? All right? So let me guide you with what I have to tell you first, and then we'll get to that. First of all, I need to know more about your book. What exactly is the book about, and how did you end up writing it?
I went through this with Lisa. She didn't keep a file.
I'm sorry?
I went through this with Lisa. She didn't keep a file?
Well, she did, but I would like to get a first-hand experience because if I'll be the one working with you on a long term, I want to personally hear this.
Sure.
But if it's a problem for you, that's fine. You don't have to tell me.
No, not at all. Okay. I don't want to, you know, time is precious. So
I actually,
it's a book of poetry. It is. Ask your questions again.
I'm sorry?
Ask your questions again. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. I wanted to know what exactly is the book about, which you answered already, that it's a poetry book. Now, I want to know how you ended up writing it and what is your vision behind it?
I ended up writing it. I've been writing poetry since I was 8 years old. I do a lot of spoken word. I do a lot of poetry readings, and the public is really calling for me to get my stuff published so that they can have it.
Mm-hmm.
I've produced an album already. I'm producing my second album, and I really need a book to go along with that.
Okay, and I believe this is your first publication?
Yeah.
Wonderful. What made you come to this decision? Because a lot of times I've seen multiple artists. I mean, they have worked their entire life, but there is a certain turning point that brings them to this particular decision of publishing their work finally. So what brought you to that point?
I needed to collect. Again, I have quite a large following, but I need to monetize my work.
Right. Okay.
And I've had a body. This body of work, which is called Better Look, is something that I started in my 30s. And was completed, I started it at 33, I completed it at 40. So it's the first of three books in a trilogy of poetry called Better Look, Better Looking, and Seeing.
Amazing. I must say that I'm truly impressed with your work. I believe I actually have the files here. Let me just really quickly check. I got the cover. Just give me a
Yeah, off. Just the cover. I just finished putting the poetry together for you to edit and typeset.
I got it. All right, so I believe you've just sent in the cover so far. We do not have your manuscript yet. Okay. Back to the process. Let me really quickly guide you regarding the process. By the way, I'm your project manager. That means I will be responsible for any further communication with you, timely deliveries, and ensuring that the quality is not compromised at any point of time. So my job is basically to have the complete package delivered to you as committed. Okay? So that's my job.
Okay.
I will take no part whatsoever in the editing or the proofreading or anything that has got to do with your book, okay? I'm only ensuring that everything is being delivered to you on time. There will be a team on back end of expert editors that will be doing all the technical work who are qualified for that. My qualification you asked for, I've got a degree in Bachelor's of Business Administration from University of California. But that degree, again, has nothing to do with any work that I do here. My job role is basically to manage the project, okay?
Okay, great.
Okay, now let's go back to the package. All right, so you have the manuscript ready, I believe. Do you think there is anything lacking in the manuscript? Do you think that it calls for? Yeah, go ahead.
I think, you know, it's all the work in it, it needs to be laid out appropriately and it needs to be typeset.
Mm-hmm.
I really, editing, I've had enough of my poetry published in literary magazines so that I know that editing-wise, it really doesn't need to be edited.
Gotcha. Well, I was going to say the same thing. A recommendation, since it is, since it's all poetry, Catherine, and it's your work, okay, we would not, I would personally recommend you not to get into the developmental editing, although it is part of your package. I wouldn't recommend you to go that way, because once they start to change or rephrase things from your poetry, it's going to lose the essence of it, right? And we do not want to do that.
Yeah, and I've been doing this for such a long time. I'm pretty proficient at it.
Exactly. So I think the maximum that we should do, maybe we can run a grammatical check, ensure that there are no typos, or make sure that we're not missing out any punctuations or making any grammatical errors. I think that's what the manuscript should go through. That's the only process that we should go through. Along with that, we would work on the typesetting and formatting of it, the entire layout. That is the most important thing in your manuscript, from what I can see so far. That's what I assess.
Yes.
What do you think?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. All right. So let me really quickly make a note of it. Now, let me explain to you the process really quickly so you understand where we will begin things from and how it will go into multiple phases, okay, one by one. Now, you said that you received my email. I've added you on a portal called Creative Design Agency. I believe you can see an email there, right?
Yes, and I have it opened.
Okay, perfect. Now, in one of those emails, there must be two emails that would be sent to you. In one of those emails, it says to get started. You need to click on that first.
Hold on for a second.
Sure.
Now, are you physically located in California? I see that you've got a California number.
That is correct. I'm located in the California office, but we do have multiple offices, you know, in New York and in LA. So there are multiple people working from multiple places. We also have offices abroad as well. So, yeah, it's a pretty big network.
Okay, hold on. That one.
You found it?
Let's see, two attachments, book editing service, download file. Is that what I need to do?
No. Did you log into the portal yet, or are you seeing this through the email?
I logged in, and now it's gone away. Hold on.
Okay, so once you log in, you go to the messages section.
Okay, hold on. I'm having a problem because now I can't pull up the email.
Should I send you the invite again?
Yeah.
I can do
Thank
that.
Thank you.
No worries. Let's send it again to you. All right, so the invite has been resent. You can refresh your email, and it should be there.
Okay. I'm going to actually get on my tablet
okay.
and not do this on my phone. Yeah, because I'm ready to go. I just finished inputting all the poetry that I want in the book, so and the images.
Right.
So,
do you see the new email from Creative Design Agency?
I'm just charging up my tablet. So
okay.
Let me just sign into my tablet.
All right.
Okay.
Where are you located, by the way?
Rochester, New York.
Oh, how is New York?
Oh, I'm not in New York City. I'm in Rochester, New York, which is about 600 miles north. I'm closer to Toronto.
Okay. All right. Well, I've heard a lot about New York.
Yes, it's fun. I like it. Okay. So... but I live in upstate, the true upstate New York.
So it's quieter there, I'm assuming.
Well, it depends where you are. I'm in a city,
right.
So.
Okay.
Okay, so get started. Hold on. Well, I have an icon on my desktop.
I'm not sure I understand that. What kind of icon are you talking about?
So that I can go to Teamwork.
I think.
How do I log into Teamwork?
Yeah, you'll be able to bookmark it. You know, once you click on Get Started and it opens up the portal, go ahead and bookmark that or save the link. That way, when you open up the browser, either on your tablet or your computer, you'll be able to directly go to the site.
Okay, I am, let's see. I have a portal now, I guess, which says tasks, general tasks.
Okay, so you've logged in, correct? With a password?
Yes.
Okay. Now you need to look for the option where it says messages. Can you find that? It'll most likely be on your top left, right next to the vertical options. Okay.
Okay, so welcome on board. Okay.
Yeah. Click on that. Once you click on it, it's a thread. Once you click on it, it's going to show you my complete message that I've sent you. See that?
Yes.
And there are two attachments at the bottom, and right below the attachments, you see the option to add reply. Do you see that?
Hold on. I see book editing services, and I see book cover design.
Right. Now, based on what you told me, you don't need to fill out either one of these forms because I believe your book cover, the front, is already created and you're going to use the same version,
yes.
right? Okay.
Yeah.
And for editing services, we already discussed that you do not want any extensive editing apart from a compliance check, which would include grammatical errors, punctuation, and typos. So you don't need to fill out that form either.
I guess the only thing that I want from editing is I haven't, an introduction. I don't know whether things like dedication of the book or an editor gleans that information from you or whether that's a typesetting issue.
Well, introduction is something that we can work with. See, when they will be, when they'll start to edit the book, of course they are going to look at things like introduction, dedication, acknowledgement page if you want that to be there.
Yeah.
About the author.
I do want an acknowledgement.
Yeah. So these kind of things, they will, of course, ask you for information in regards to that, and they will write
it
up for you.
Good. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, okay. Now I have, it says that I have message. It says welcome to editing project.
Yeah, click on that. Yeah, click on that, please.
Okay.
Now it's going to show you the complete message.
Okay.
Okay. And right at the bottom of my message, you're going to see an option for
add reply.
Yes. You click on that.
I've clicked on it. Yep.
And you will find an option to attach a file. Now, although I have your book cover, but just for the record, since the entire team will be connected on this portal, so I want you to add files of your manuscript and the book cover here. Can you do that for me?
Sure. Hold on.
I'm asking you to do this over the phone with me just so that, we are on the same page. And
yeah, so I know how to do it. Sure,
exactly.
Sure. Where do you, attach file.
Right. And in the drop box that you see in the starting of this message, you can type your message, whatever you like. Like, for example, you can write here, Samantha, please find the files attached, or whatever you want to write.
Oh, sure. Let's see. Okay, now where do I,
Yeah, go ahead. You were saying something?
Where do I find, select from exist, okay, I'm sorry, I'm just navigating this through.
Sure.
Okay, how does this interface with my my file? I mean, generally what it'll do is it'll allow me to open from my files.
Let me check. You need to go to Add Files, and then it's going to redirect you to your computer or whatever device you're using. For example, if you're using a tablet, it's going to give you the access of your files. So did you go to the Add Files option, or which option did you select?
I'm in Messages. Hold on.
No, once you click on Attach a File, it's going to give you three options. Okay, so you click on Attach a File, it saves drop or paste files here. Add files, select from existing files, or Google Drive. So you don't go to the other options. Yeah, go ahead.
So I'll go to select from exist. No, not existing files.
Add.
Okay. Oh, good. Here we go. Dun, dun, dun. Okay, I'm just going through my files and trying to get the right look.
You selected the files?
Yep.
You know, once the files are selected, you will see them coming up there. Right below attach a file, you'll see the name of the file coming there, appearing there.
Okay, I've got the hourglass, and it seems to be acting a little funky. Yeah, it froze my system. Yeah, my system is frozen.
Okay, well, that's not a problem. As long as you understand how you can send the files here, you can take all the time you need, okay?
Well, hold on. It seems like there's an interface problem. Let me just... Yeah, I've got to restart my computer. It froze my computer. It's not interfacing very well. So while I've got you, let me make sure that this is going to go through.
Okay.
Yeah, I have to restart my computer. It froze. So bear with me, Samantha.
Sure, no problem. I'm right here.
Where it takes me. Okay. I have to start over again. Yeah, it didn't save anything. It just froze my system, so let me go back in and try this again.
Okay.
You can add it. It's
Okay.
Okay, so I'm back in the portal. You're going to have to walk me through it again because it brought me up on a whole new screen.
Sure. What do you see in front of you?
It says, My Work, Projects, More. Activity, Catherine Valroy, and then it says a whole bunch of... Do I have to go back into your email? Or?
No. You go. You find yourself the messages section. Just look for the messages section.
Message section?
Yes.
Okay.
It should somewhere say messages, so you need to go there.
In this one, it says my projects, my work, but there's nothing that says messages.
Okay, go to the...
There are messages from you.
Okay. All right, then click on one of the messages that you see from me.
Okay.
And let me know what you see next.
It's just there's still not messages on it.
Okay, that's weird. Read out the options to me again, preferably on the top left side. Start from there.
Top left side. It says quick add, search, jump to my work,
okay, next
time.
To search. Next to search, if you go horizontally, not vertically, what are the options that you see in next to search? It should show you list, board, table, dashboard. Do you see these options?
If I click on it, you're saying?
No.
If I click on search?
Next to the search option.
There's not. It says my work. Projects, more, my tasks, late, today, upcoming.
Go to more.
Dashboards, inbox, events.
Okay.
I'm in the inbox.
Inbox, okay. And what else do you see apart from these options? Do you see the thread that we went to, welcome on board?
Uh-huh.
Do you see that?
That email is there.
Okay, then you need to click on that. Once you click on it, right at the bottom, right below my message after the attachments, you need to find the option for add reply.
Okay. Yep.
Add reply. Now we're back to where we left off. So you attach your files there to add files option.
Attach file.
Add files.
Okay, hold on. Thank you. Okay, this is where it becomes problematic. It puts an hourglass on and it freezes the system.
Okay, that is weird. Is the file that your
Let me
client
see if I can...
attached a big one? Is it a huge
Yes.
file?
Yes.
Maybe that's what's causing the problem. Okay, how about this? Take down my email. Try to send me the files via email, and then maybe we can continue the rest of the correspondence via Teamwork, the creative design agency, okay? Let's just get the files
okay.
through, and then we'll continue further on the portal. All right?
Okay, yeah. Unfortunately, my computer is frozen. Whenever I do this, because the file is probably too big because it does have two pictures in it.
Mm-hmm. No problem. Let me send you my email address. Okay, that is going to be samantha.hayes@penguinbookwriters.com. And
just out of curiosity, are you affiliated with the actual Penguin, or is this just a namesake?
No, we are actually an extended affiliation, or you can say an extended subsidiary. So we do get projects from there, but we are an individual identity, you can say.
Okay. Because certainly that made me look twice when it said Penguin.
Right, absolutely. Okay,
and that's
so
probably part of your marketing.
Yes.
Okay.
It works really well. I've sent you my email address, Catherine. All you got to do is send me the files on this email address. Once I get the files, I will upload them here for a record, okay? And then we'll begin the project from that.
Okay. Hold on. Let me just make sure that I've gotten your email because there seems to have been problems with interfacing.
Right.
Okay. Okay, so here's your email. Okay. Oh, so let's see. I'm going to reply. I'm going to insert. Options. I should be able to, oh, hold on. Oh, there we go.
I'm sorry?
Let me just make sure that this works because I don't know whether our systems interface terribly well together. Are you Apple or are you PC?
Well, I'm
that may
using,
be part of the problem.
Yeah, I'm using my personal computer, so I don't think that should be an issue from my end because I usually receive all the, you know, files and everything. That's the reason why I have a heavy computer that can take all the load. Okay, so Catherine, don't worry about this. Take your time. Just in case if there are any issues, note down my cell number and let me know, okay?
Okay.
Let me know once you're ready so I can give you my cell number.
Okay, hold on for 1 second.
Sure.
Now, I also have an album that I want to promote through this, and I don't know whether you can do a CD.
Well, we can discuss all about that. Do you need the promotion, or do you need the details of it right now, or should we? Is this something that we can discuss later?
You know what? We can discuss it later. This is not letting me interface with your system for some reason.
Then let's go.
Maybe
with
this is
email address.
That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
And it's close program. It says, okay, hold on. Yeah, you've got to stay with me for a few more minutes. I'm sorry to, you know, keep your time here, but unfortunately, this is not allowing me to, yeah, your system bogs down my computer is completely frozen again.
Okay.
There's something.
Let's try it with another link. Let me share another link with you. Try to upload your files on this link, and let's see where it takes you from there.
Okay. Yeah, because my system is completely frozen again.
Okay. Check now. I've sent you another link. It's called WeTransfer.
Well, I have to. Okay, hold on. I have to close out my computer because I've got to restart my computer because it completely froze. For some reason, it doesn't seem to want to let me download a file to you.
Right. The file must be a huge file. That's the reason why it is becoming problematic. But the link that I'm sharing with you, you'll easily be able to transfer the files to me via that link. So restart your computer.
Okay.
And then we'll take things from that.
Okay. Okay, we'll try this one.
Okay.
Hopefully the third one's a charm. Okay.
Of course.
Insert.
Catherine, you there?
Yep. I'm trying to get my, okay, it's finally. Okay, let's try this again.
Look.
Oh my gosh. I don't know what's going on, but it just freezes my system when I try and send this.
Okay, what is it doing now?
It says open, not responding.
Okay, I think it is clearly your system that is giving you this glitch. It's not working.
It says file picker UI host not responding.
Yeah, that's a technical issue in your system. You need to get someone in IT, maybe someone who knows all this technical stuff, to see your PC, because it's giving you weird problems.
I'm a single woman living in an apartment. I don't have an IT team.
Shoot. Okay. Let's see.
Okay, hold on. New mail. Wow, this is completely stuck. Yeah, this, your system. Wow, this is bizarre. I'm out.
Do you have a friend who understands these things? You know,
I wish I did. I don't. I'm a poet. I don't have IT friends. Hold on.
Sure.
This is. What I'm going to do is I'm going to manually type in. Maybe it's because it's coming from the message, and I'm linking to the message. Maybe if I just type in your address.
Mm-hmm.
So hold on. Let me try this. Okay, what is your email address?
It's Samantha. My first name, that will be SAM as in Mary, AN as in November, THA, Samantha dot Hayes, that'll be HAYES at penguinbookwriters.com, all lowercase. All one word, no spaces. You got that?
Okay, hold on. Samantha.Hayes at Penguin. How do you spell Penguin?
P
E
N
G U I N N.
No, there's no E, just N. N as in November. Penguin.
Okay.
Bookwriters.com.
Okay. Subject. Okay, I'm going to try I think what's screwing it up is that I'm doing it off of an existing file. This should work if I have any...
When you're selecting the file, is the file currently open in a Word or PDF format?
The problem is, I think linking it to, there's something about, your address that my system doesn't like.
Okay, what is it saying when you enter my address?
Not responding?
Can you maybe share a picture or a screenshot of it with me on my cell number?
This is so bizarre. Let me screw around with this for a little while and get back to you. I don't want to hold you up all day. This just seems like it's a really weird. It's something to do with your email server.
Okay.
Is not interfacing with my. You're located in California. Are you in a foreign country by any chance?
No.
Okay.
And I get emails from everywhere, I mean locally and internationally, and this problem has never occurred. For example, even if there was an issue with my email, then why were you having issues with the portal? Then you shouldn't have any issues with the portal. So try both ways, okay? If the email doesn't work, try going to the portal again, and that might just work, you know?
Yeah. I don't know what it is. Okay, I will. I've got your information, so I will contact you. I'm going to just screw around with this for a couple of minutes and see whether I can figure it out. And when I have success, I will call you back.
All right. Well, you can call me back anytime. If I'm not in a meeting, I will certainly take the call. And I wanted you to have my cell number.
Yeah, hold on. Let me just get a pen and a piece of paper. Okay.
Okay, so the number is 407. Sorry, that's going to be 408. I was giving you my old number. 408. 689-6899. I'm going to repeat that, 408-689-6899. You got that?
Okay, and it's samantha.hayes@penguinbookwriters.com.
Correct.
Okay, I will screw around with this and see what happens.
Sure, and you can get back to me.
Okay, thank you, Samantha.
All right, good chatting with you, Catherine. I will be looking forward to getting started with this project, okay?
Yes, I will be too.
All right.
From hell or high water. Have a good one.
Two of us. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.